during this last election, we heard the term fake news. And it became very popular and is still very prevalent today. And one of the instruments of this fake news is something that is called either .bot or .bot. I'm not quite sure. But I heard a story about it. And what it is that when you go on the internet and you type in certain words, that automatically that they are monitoring it, and it basically goes to some different websites, and all of a sudden stories start popping up on your computer. And a lot of these stories are either false, they're untrue, or sometimes they're taken out of context to give a wrong connotation. And the thing is, because it's computer-driven, that the thing is that it goes out to millions and millions. So as you see it, you look at it, my gosh, you know, this news story has been spread by so many, and so many are believing it and passing it on. It must be true. And so because of this, it's a very effective means of spreading lies, of untruths, and of even sort of slightly truth for the purpose of whatever they're trying to do that. The reason I bring that up today is because, you know, when we sit there and click on these news stories, believe them and spread them when they're false, is that, you know, we do a great amount of harm. And I think, you know, as we look at Jesus today, we see how fake news affected him. Here on Palm Sunday, we have the Jewish people hailing him as Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the King of the Jews, praising him, Hosanna, Hosanna, laying down the palms and having a parade for him. And yet, because of fake news, because of taking his words out of context, of saying is that he is a blasphemer, that he, you know, lies, that he is a magician, that he does magic tricks, that, you know, that he will destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. That because of fake news, that they were able to take that crowd and change them from believers and followers of Jesus into people who wanted to crucify him and kill him. But Jesus was truly, you know, one of the first and one of the greatest, you know, people who was harmed through fake news. As Christians, especially during this week, I think it is our task to look at the news that we receive and to always to be able to seek out what is right and what is true and what we really believe. And especially during this Holy Week, as Christians, we have a real time to stress and to reaffirm our belief. Our belief that Jesus is the Messiah as we celebrate today. And in the week, you know, and in here through Wednesday, to take Lent seriously. To sort of to walk the way of the cross with Jesus. To sort of in a way die to him through our own personal sacrifices and prayers. And on Thursday, we gathered an opportunity to gather to express our belief and our faith in two very important and basic sacraments. The sacrament of the Eucharist, in which we truly believe that Jesus becomes, you know, Jesus is transformed into the bread and the wine, and that he becomes one with us, not only then, but each and every time we gather to receive communion. And we celebrate the institution of the priesthood so that Jesus can always be with us for all eternity. That is, he will come with us to be with us in a special way here today, as he does on every Sunday, at every Mass, on Holy Thursday, and in this week to come. And we believe, we sort of show that by celebrating that, by gathering and expressing that. And on Good Friday, we have the opportunity to walk with him as we come into sharing his last days, and to remember, and to think about, and to express our support of Jesus in his carrying of the cross, of his dying on the cross, and by receiving Eucharist. And then on the most holy night, next Saturday, as we gather to celebrate his resurrection, to celebrating his overcoming of death, and not only his resurrection, but our resurrection, our way in which, you know, through his death, that we too who die with him, we also rise with him. And that as Christians, as believers, as followers, we can truly shout out, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so on this most holy of week, let us take a moment to say, you know, what do we believe? What is it? What is the true news in our life? And let us celebrate it and following it by our celebration of Holy Week. God bless you, and may you have a very beautiful and a very spiritual Holy Week, so that you may truly have a very beautiful, blessed, and holy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.